The U.S. Supreme Court removed protections from many wetlands that used to be under federal jurisdiction. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports wetland advocates say that doesn't bode well for Indiana, which removed state protections for most of its wetlands 2 years ago.
The court ruled in favor of the Sacketts, an Idaho couple that filled in land to build a home that was later deemed a wetland by the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, the only federally protected wetlands will be those with a continuous surface connection, where you can clearly see where one flows into the other. Todd Royer is a professor at Indiana University's O'Neill School of Public and Environmental Affairs. He says not very many wetlands have that continuous connection, and we can expect flooding will get worse as they're filled in.
It will be difficult to point back and say this was the day when that happened, but this is, you know, one more step in the continual loss of natural habitats and the ability of systems to moderate flood conditions.
Indiana has already lost at least 85% of its wetlands. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Last year, a state task force recommended Indiana have a separate state law to regulate wetlands that isn't bound to federal rules.